What if the most important thing about Jesus wasn't where he was born, but what he came to do? And what if the writer of the earliest account of Jesus' life thought birth stories weren't the point at all? And what does it mean that this story begins not with a baby, but with a bold announcement? I'm Jay Voorhees, and this is Walking in the Way of Jesus. Welcome back to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through Mark's Gospel. I'm Jay Voorhees, a United Methodist pastor and a student of the Bible for over 40 years. Last week, we talked about Mark as the earliest written account of Jesus' life and how this book was written for a community facing real persecution and suffering. We noted that Mark doesn't write history the way we think of history today, but instead tells the story of Jesus to answer the question, who is Jesus, and what does his life, death, and resurrection mean for all of us? So let's begin our journey through Mark's story itself, starting at the very beginning. And what a beginning it is. This week, we'll start actually reading through Mark's Gospel. And each week, I will read a part of the scripture, and then allow you some time to reflect on what Mark is saying. Today, we're reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Look, I am sending my messenger before you, who will prepare your way. A voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight." As you hear these words, the beginning of the good news, what does good news mean for your life right now? What are you hoping for? Mark wastes no time getting to the point. The very first words announce that this is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son. The phrase good news is important here. In Mark's time, this wasn't just a religious word. When the Roman Empire wanted to announce something important, like a military victory or the birth of an emperor, they called it good news. It was the language of power and empire. Mark is making a bold claim right from the start. This is world-changing news about Jesus, not Caesar. And Mark calls Jesus Christ, God's Son. That is God's chosen one. This isn't a story about a nice teacher. This is a story about God's own representative coming into the world. Now, I find it fascinating that there's no birth story, no angels, no Bethlehem, no wise men or shepherds, no stable or manger. Matthew and Luke, who wrote later, both include birth stories. But Mark either doesn't know these stories or doesn't think they're necessary for what he wants to say. Think about what this tells us. Mark isn't interested in proving Jesus' divine nature through miraculous birth stories. He jumps straight to the action, to what Jesus came to do, not where he came from. In Mark's world, your family background determined your place in society, but Mark suggests that none of that matters for understanding who Jesus is. What matters is the mission Jesus came to accomplish. It's not where you come from that defines you. It's what you do with the life that you've been given. Mark immediately connects Jesus' story to ancient Jewish hopes by quoting the prophet Isaiah. "Look, I'm sending my messenger before you who will prepare your way, a voice crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight.'" Mark is saying that Jesus' story isn't something completely new, but the fulfillment of promises God made long ago. The passage comes from Isaiah chapter 40, where the prophet speaks comfort to people in exile who wondered if God had forgotten them. Isaiah announced that God was preparing to act, to bring them home, to restore what had been broken. By connecting Jesus to this prophecy, Mark is saying that Jesus represents God's long-awaited action in the world. Just as God promised to prepare a way through the wilderness, now God is preparing the way through Jesus to bring all people home to God. And this sets up John the Baptist as the messenger, the voice in the wilderness, preparing people for what God is about to do through Jesus. In just a minute, I'm going to read the scripture again for you, but I have a couple of questions that I'd like you to think about. First, Mark announces good news about Jesus. And what would good news look like in your life right now? What are you hoping for? What kind of change or healing or restoration would feel like good news to you? Second, Mark doesn't think Jesus' birth story is necessary to understand who he is. Instead, Mark focuses on what Jesus came to do. How do you define yourself? By where you came from or by what you're called to do? What mission and purpose gives your life meaning? And finally, John the Baptist's role is to prepare the way for Jesus. How might God be calling you to prepare the way, to help others encounter God's love and grace? What would it look like for you to be a voice calling people toward hope? This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Look, I am sending my messenger before you, who will prepare your way. A voice crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord. Make his paths straight.'" These three short verses pack a powerful punch. Mark announces that something world-changing is about to happen, and he connects it to God's ancient promises, and he sets the stage for the dramatic story that's about to unfold. Now, next week, we'll meet John the Baptist himself, and we'll see how he prepares the way for Jesus' ministry to begin. Until then, may you be open to the good news that God is still at work in our world, still preparing ways through the wilderness, still calling us to be part of the story of restoration and hope. Thanks again for joining me on Walking in the Way of Jesus. I'm Jay Voorhees, and I'll see you next time.